was not what they did. They felt no urge to learn the trade at this late date. Swan told me, lugging the stretcher wasn't such a bad idea after all. Mather, though, was working. Cordy Mather was a good man. I wondered how much the Radisha missed him. I wondered if she spent much time trying to figure out why he hadn't come back. I don't believe it was for the sake of the Prabhendra draw. None of my, no never mind, though. Catcher was awake and alert. She looked me in the eye. I think she would have smiled had she had the use of her mouth. I told her, I want Sleepy back. She didn't respond. She just lay there and twinkled. When I caught up with the old man and finished puffing, I asked, did you send anyone to look around where I thought I saw my horse?
Sent a whole company. Left the same time we did.
He looked down the road.
What's taking them so long?
All generals and no soldiers. Lady, I noted, had turned her mount completely and was surveying the world from our new vantage point. Men were at work in Overlook already. Smoke rose from cook fires scattered everywhere. Most of the more westerly belonged to Shadowlanders, gradually creeping back into the farmland. The sky was overcast. I wondered if we would have rain.
What's that? Croker asked.
What's what?
Down there on the road to your camp.
Your eyes are better. I see it. Little bit of dust. Somebody, maybe several somebodies, was headed for my camp. They were too far off to make anything of them. They did seem to be in a hurry. The carts began to roll. Cleed and Longo and Loftus began congratulating themselves loudly. Goats bleated. Bullocks offered bovine complaints. Men cursed. The column began to creak forward.
Lead on, standard bearer, Croker said.
And don't forget that those goats can't run as fast as you can.
He put his helmet on. The spells on his armor came alive. I started walking, standard raised. I knew it would get damned heavy before this was all over. My pack was heavy already. I wiggled my shoulders, trying to get the strap settled more comfortably. I stepped up onto the plain and set foot on the road. Ahead, the standing stone sparkled even with the sun behind the clouds. The ground shook just as Croker and Lady came up behind me. I dropped to one knee, but it wasn't a bad quake. In fact, it was barely perceptible. Embarrassed, I got up and started walking again. First one of those in a while, I told Tide. Took me by surprise. Lady and the old man didn't seem troubled, so I guessed I didn't need to be. Chapter 101 It became a quiet journey once everybody got up onto the plane. We were all too nervous to talk. After a mile or so, though, Lady said, "Warn everyone not to leave the road. As long as we stay on it, nothing can touch us." Croker raised a hand to signal a halt. I dropped the butt of the lance to the road surface. Damn, that thing got heavy fast. The old man sent Lady's news back down the column. He didn't question her. He didn't distract her at all, which might mean she was concentrating totally. Soon after we resumed moving, we reached a place where the road widened out into a big circle. A campground, I reasoned. Lady, in one of her rare remarks, confirmed my guess. Whoever created the plane understood its dangers.